Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Warning. This episode contains foul language. Mudwalker Productions presents This Is Us.
Welcome to our mental game of rock, paper, scissors. We're starting the match in 3, 2, 1.
Paper.
Damn it. I had rock.
I had scissors.
Yeah, well, you lose no matter what. He smashed your scissors.
Yeah.
That's true.
Then it covered me in paper.
Good times.
Wow, it just seems like we're a pretty well-balanced rock, paper, scissors group. All right, ready for round two? 3, 2, 1.
Paper. Damn it.
I'm sorry. It just came out. Well, we can beat Josh. We know that.
I lost. I thought we were going to go on
okay.
Three.
All right. I think we're ready.
You think we're ready?
Yeah. That was a good game.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second bonus episode for Raising Hope. I'm joined here with our other cast members.
Andrea Carnegie. I play Sarah, or voice Sarah.
Joshua Johnson. I play John, and hopefully some more in the future.
All right. Well, to start things off, I just wanted to kind of get a quick idea of your guys' experience so far and how you feel about doing the voice acting.
Ladies first.
I feel good about it. I like it. I was really nervous at first. I still am nervous. I thought it would get better every time I go in there, but I'm still just as nervous as the first time. But at least it's still as fun as the first time. So that kind of outweighs the nervousness. Now you.
It's been epic. The first time was definitely very nerve-wracking. Like, it was like, man, I was sweating. I was going, what's going on? You know, it's crazy. But it's gotten better. It feels nice and natural. And, you know, in the booth, I'll have to, like, do the actions of what's happening.
Get into character.
Yeah, it makes me be able to hear, like, my voice sounds better in that. I don't know, it's weird. I, like, hold up the guns or something. But hopefully, you know, we go farther, and it's been fun, and our listeners are expanding, so.
Oh, yeah, our listener base has actually grown quite a bit.
So all what right. do we got going? What's our feature? Any sneaks? Any peeks?
Well, right now we don't really have any sneak peeks because I don't want to give away too much of the story. But as everything's growing right now, we're working on getting the LLC to become a legitimate company. And at that, I really feel like it's going to turn into something fun because no matter what we do, we'll be our own production company and we can put out all the stories we want.
And no matter what happens, you know, it's like you still have it there and it's recorded, you know.
Yeah.
And so people are going to enjoy it. And no matter what the amount is, you know.
Well, we enjoy doing
right,
it.
Right, exactly. So. We put it out. So who cares who listens? It's just a matter of did you enjoy doing it? And, yeah. You know.
Oh, and I guess one good sneak peek would be Andrea's story that she's got coming up.
Yeah, I was going to say, airing. I don't know if we can talk about it yet, but I heard that you hired a new, young, beautiful, talented writer to do a mini series.
I did, man. I'm hooked on these stories, man. She is such a good writer. I mean, Andrea, come on. You need to pick up your game a little.
Faster. We need it now.
But yeah, I mean, at this point, we've grown quite a bit, and everybody's gotten to really enjoy the characters. Like, a few of the reviews that we had were, Scott's a dick, and, oh, yeah, John, Sarah, I love them. And then at the same time, like, people don't really have a lot to say in the meantime because they're still waiting for more.
Yeah.
And the biggest part is during the wintertime, yeah, of course, we've all got a lot of things that we're doing, but at the same time, we're all still working really hard on trying to get these stories out.
Yeah,
it's tough when you know, you got, especially these last few weeks, you know, there's been like snow and snow and snow, and you know, then my buddy's like, oh, it's, you know, we're not gonna get snow for another, or actually Brandon
yeah
is like, we're not gonna get snow for another week, and 2 days later I walk outside and it's dumping on me, and I look at the forecast and it's like partly cloudy. I'm all, no, it's not partly cloudy.
But we're on the mountain, so that doesn't really, we don't count, I don't think.
But, so that makes it hard to get things out.
Yeah. But especially, we are still working hard to get it all together and out there.
Oh, and yeah, I got to get a hold of all the other cast members again, because like you were saying last time you talked with Brandon, he was like, what's happening? Did he kill me off?
Yeah, yeah, he was pretty anxious. He's like, uh-oh. I did something wrong. I wasn't showing up fast enough. Like, it got rid of me.
Now, with everybody being so busy, I've just been focusing on trying to get the scripts as far as possible for these last four episodes. We've already got the next two episodes fully scripted out, and we're going to be starting recordings here very soon. So hopefully within the next week or two, we'll have episode 9 of Raising Hope out.
And, you know, I mean, it sucks that people have to bear with us as a time frame, but it almost is kind of cool because it gives our next ones really a lot more thought. So you can really kind of get your script together and get it really tuned. Whereas being able to just pound them out as fast as you can because you're just worried that your listeners are going to fall out. You know, yes, listeners, please stick with us because these next ones are going to be really cool. And the story expands a lot faster. Whereas we're building kind of a story and a baseline in the start, which you have to kind of get to know the characters and stuff. And so it has to be kind of slow or whatever, but now you're in a point where not only is it getting exciting because the last episode ends on a cliffhanger, but then it also gives you a lot broad, huge imagination while you wait because you have time to write your story really intricate. So it's going to be kind of cool.
Well, and at the same time, it also shows how the production company has grown since the start of episode 1. I think one of the biggest negative reviews that we've had was the audio level. And that was the first time I've ever done audio editing and leveling myself and trying
to... And that's
to...
not even really negative. That's just constructive.
Yeah. Well, and at that, like, when I say negative, I mean like, it was like one of the, oh, it could be better. And they gave us 2 stars for that, which at that, I was like, okay, that was one thing I did kind of expect. So I went back through and readjusted the levels on that episode, and I'm hoping it's better.
But I gotta say, you know, it's already, in my experience, I've seen how much the audio has grown. Because same that here. Fade out in the car with the music was perfect. I mean, I heard it. I was like, dude, that was it. That would felt real, like, production. You know?
And that, what to me, was one of my favorite moments to actually produce was that whole spot. Like, I think that took me about an hour and a half to really, like, put together and sound just right to the point to where I was like, oh, yes. Yes, I did it.
Yeah, I think the one that I wrote is going to be not challenging, but a new challenge. Because it's like, I have no idea how to write a podcast, so the sounds are kind of, more like movie-ish. So it'll be fun to be able to watch you play around with the sounds and stuff like that, because I've never been here for that part of it. So.
And yeah, that part is one of the funnest too, because a lot of what I do is I'll find websites. Like, I'm going to plug Epidemic Sound right now, because that's something we use for our music and our sound effects, along with a couple other websites. But when I started, a lot of the sound effects I made myself. like when he's in the gas station doing all that stuff. Like,
right, I can kind of tell yeah. even the walking, you know.
I was running downstairs cool. grabbing armloads of like bags of chips, ramen noodle cups, and like all just sorts of like random things to throw in a backpack. And I stood in the sound booth and I've just got the backpack up here like this, and I'm tossing stuff in off this fake shelf that I built. I'm like, all right.
You didn't know what you were doing and you just saw you running back and forth with all that stuff, you're like,
oh, everybody looked at me and they're like, dude, what are you doing? And I'm like, I need this.
Dude, speaking of needing things, I think you really need to submit that commercial. Because the popcorn ones. Yeah. Oh my God, that was too good.
I have a question for you. Right. How has it been, like starting, when you started writing it and it was a vision in your head, and then getting everybody together to actually do the voices for the first time, and then having all of us actually enjoy it the way that we do, and how has that been for you?
Well, for me at first when I started, because I didn't want to start with Raising Hope specifically, I had a different story I was working on called Eden Lost, and I had the entire first season scripted out, but by the time I started looking at the amount of voice actors that I needed from the start,
hard one to start off with.
Yeah, it's like my magnum opus of my stories. Like, this is one that I'm like, I'm really dedicated into this one, and I want to make that one the best it possibly can. Mm-hmm. And so at first I was like, okay,
sorry guys,
maybe I need to start with a different story to basically dip my toes into the proverbial pond.
Yeah.
And Raising Hope was one of those ones that was really fun because I already had the idea in my head, but I didn't have it fully scripted out. Mm-hmm. So it started out as introduce one character. And then from there, introduce a second character. Mm-hmm. And then from there, the characters kind of build up into the point where it's like, okay, everybody kind of had the opportunity and chance to try it out. And watching how people got into it was that whole, heck yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to pause right here so Josh can clean up his mess.
Josh is trying to be all sneaky and he called him out.
11:13. I was going to be like, oh, I'm used to it. Okay, we're good.
We're good. We're back.
All right, we're back from... intermission. Party foul. That's what we'll call that one.
I was going to hop in and every like once in a while and like just answer back from the other room. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you know? Honestly, if you step out that door and yell, we could probably hear you really good. Because
yeah.
Right now we're recording on the new Boya microphone. That's a boom mic. And honestly, I think it does pretty good.
And we'd appreciate the callback on that mic. You know, the company made it. Please, feel free to, give us some.
Give us a sponsorship. Maybe send us another mic so we can test that one out.
Yep. Free microphone. We will give you some good publicity. Make sure everybody knows your real good feedback on these mics. They're great. Working good for us right now.
I hope this doesn't get us in trouble. But yeah, right now, as we've gone, our cast has grown exponentially. We've even gotten some help from some other people who have their very own podcasts that are really into the story, and they're just awesome people, and they're going to be joining us in these next few episodes too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah, when it grows, it's crazy to hear what people sound like when they're like in a recording booth. So it's going to be fun. Yeah, let it out. Come on. We're fine.
I can't let it out. It's not like I'm crying or anything.
Anyway... So
this is an audio.
What kind of shout outs? Do we have any shout outs to anything?
Any shout outs?
Any shout outs? Like, do we get a sneak peek on who's joining? Do we?
Oh, you want to know who's joining?
Yeah. Do we have names for the new characters? You don't have to maybe let.
Well, the people who are joining.
You don't have to let go of the names.
Will be playing themselves in our very own story. They will be Hem Cleveland and Eithor Vjornsson from Iceland. They actually have their own podcast, one called The Lucky Die, and a bunch of others. They just started their own studio called Blighthouse Studios, and they've got a bunch of like really good stories and podcasts.
Will you say the name of the studio again?
Blighthouse Studios.
And they're gonna be in the show.
Yeah.
And they're gonna be themselves.
Yep.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, and they came in traveling abroad, and next thing you know, they got pulled into some very chaotic stuff.
I don't want to let too much go. Are we going to be able to keep them? Is this something? Probably not. They're probably just guest appearances.
Well, I'm trying to keep their lines manageable.
Yeah, because they've got other things going on.
And they've been so helpful from the very beginning. They're the ones that have really driven me to get my stories out there. And I still have them talking to me all the time about when are you going to start eating Lost? Like, if you need voices for that, I'm totally down to help.
Shout out to them we'll help them out. Too.
Yeah.
Sure,
and if you guys are listening, then right now, if you hear any of our voices that you like and want to try out for your show, give us a shout out and let us know.
And we're beginners, but we're trying to get better. We'll see what we get.
All right. You guys have any more questions for me?
What do you got for him?
Give me a second. I asked the first one, so maybe you should.
Oh no, I gotta ask questions. Yeah. What kind of programs are you using for editing? I mean, because I've got some videos I want to edit, and is it just audio?
Yeah, for what I'm using right now, it's just audio. I'm using the free version of Audacity, which is one of the easiest things that I found so far to start learning about how to edit audio to get proper sound. But if you're looking for something like video editing, as a starter, I would honestly try out Filmora. I did a couple of videos. I have videos on YouTube that I did for Eden Lost, and that one I used Filmora to do myself. And then I have a buddy, Torin Osman, who created a intro trailer video for Raising Hope.
And, okay, that sounds cool. The audio ones, did you have ones that I could, is it laptop only, or is there one that can be phone version?
I'm pretty sure you can find some that are phone version. I haven't done too much into that. I know if you use Anchor, which is a podcast platform, they actually have the ability to record your own audio and publish straight from your phone.
And do you have any plans for the future on Eden Lost? What is your thought process on a future, maybe possible production on it? Is it something that's like a year away? Do you think, what do you feel on it? Is it something that's...
I'm honestly hoping that starting with Raising Hope, we're able to gain a big enough following that we can start getting some donations to our Patreon to help us with voice actors, or if people want to submit their own voice for the possibility of being able to be in the show. I can't offer a lot of money to start with, but that's kind of why I'm hoping we can gain enough donations to start getting that podcast off the ground. And right now my goal is, if we can reach at least $5,000 worth of donations, then that would be enough to keep the production company going, get us a couple new mics, and hire a few new voice actors to fulfill the 36 roles that I have for that
and
show.
And are you shooting for 5 seasons of, is that the goal?
For Raising Hope, it's Raising 5 Hope. Seasons. And then for Eden Lost, it's going to be about 6 or 7 seasons.
6 or 7 seasons. And how permanent are the 36? How many actual permanent voices do you need?
23.
23 permanent voices that are throughout the whole thing. And the rest are just extras.
The rest are extras, but they will play parts in other seasons where there's callbacks to, that history flashback and the mental state, where you flashback and you're like, oh, that person was there. And so a lot of those voices will be used again, but some of them are just extras.
So yeah, we're going to have to get a list of the types of voices, so we can start searching out.
Oh, you see that wall right there?
That's the
Eden Lost
board.
Wall. Yeah. Okay. That's all the information. That's all the lists of characters. I mean, I do have another binder that's on that table that is full of notes, and
we've been doing this D&D group, and a lot of them are fun people and probably willing to throw their voice out there, so we should just start for searching our friends, build that capacity, and see what kind of thing we can get going.
Well, and since you plugged Dungeons and Dragons, Hem and Athor actually do their own show called The Lucky Die. And I'd highly recommend you tell all your D&D friends about that show. And then there's also Fool and Scholar by Caitlin and Travis Vengroth, who have The Dark Dice.
They watch a lot of them.
And they are really awesome. Like, those two people right there have really helped me. Like, Travis was a really big help with starting out with audio production, because he's an audio engineer, and he does all of that stuff for their own company.
Speaking of D&D, I've heard that there's also another sneak peek of one that you might be thinking about in the future, a D&D podcast. Another, is that too early? Are we waiting for that? Should we give that just a cliffhanger? Well, people don't get to know.
That one was kind of like a pipe dream, because after I started looking at it, there is already a couple.
Quite a few like it.
So, but I still have the YouTube series idea that I want to do.
Sure.
And that one would be a really fun one, but I don't know if we're ready to give a sneak preview about it.
I know.
It.
Some things are just too early.
I mean, if people are that interested, you can blow up our email or our social media.
Then you'll get the
what we can do, a special episode, and maybe even do a quick run video of what our D&D would be about.
Well, and it kind of gives you, when people start calling in and giving feedback, then you're like, oh, you know, it's wanted. We really should maybe push on this. Or, and it doesn't have to be D&D, but whatever it is, you know, people start emailing in going, oh, we like this, we like this.
So one big question I had for you guys as well is, what do you think, as like our production company as a whole, could be doing better?
Man, it's a hard one when you're just starting out, because
I
feel like the quality is getting better. It's getting better. The production is getting better, as far as, you know, our voice actors are getting a little more trained. So as a beginner, it's hard to say, because you kind of need to build that first. Yeah. You know, what do you think?
I was thinking, I kind of had this idea for a couple of weeks where maybe we should all get together and do like kind of team building / acting exercises.
Okay.
Which is not like just charades or something, but, you know, I think that it could be fun for the whole group, the whole cast to get together. Or, well, you know, half idea. Of them, whoever can come. And so I was thinking that we could do that. And then we could, like, build as a team. And maybe, might seem a little weird, but if we start to, maybe during these games, or a few of these games, it doesn't have to be all of them, we call each other by our character name, mm-hmm. and you act as your character in whatever, like, game or situation that you're in. And
so that way we can
like get to know our characters more, get to know each other as characters, and we can, you know,
what would be
more.
Fun, and I you could do it right you now. Could almost
yeah
I well what would be it. What would be fun actually is not to be too nerdy with it, you know, or whatever, but it would be kind of cool to, instead of maybe make a podcast that is a D&D, maybe you just put a boom mic around a D&D session where we actually act as those characters in a D&D. Because, so, like, there's another D&D I watch. I forget the name. I wish I could do a shout-out for them. But my D&D group showed me it, and it's just kind of like this video of these people playing. But one of them's, like, Puss in Boots, and one of them's, like, these other characters. And so what would be cool is, we talked about playing D&D on Friday, this Friday, but we ended up missing it. What if we did get our characters together, and I played as John and you played as Brian, and we created scenarios in a D&D match that were based around our story?
Oh, so like taking Raising Hope
and playing it as D&D, and you could almost record it too.
That would be an interesting idea. Another spin-off. I kind of like it. Yeah, that could be a bonus episode that we do later on for our Patreon members.
And then we actually play as our character, and we get to use our character and speak our own lines, do our own things that our character, we feel as an actor, of what our character would do.
You role play in your mind how your character is.
Would be, you know.
And at that, it makes it really easy, because we do have like these giant area maps, like exactly. The one on the table.
We have maps where we're going.
Yeah. And yeah.
And we can, and it doesn't, it could even be in the show, but we do side runs. Like when you and what's Corden's main character,
Cameron.
So when you and Cameron go on the run for the ammo, like, you could take a scenario like that and put it into a D&D match. So we're going, like, it's like diving into a dungeon.
Yeah.
You're diving into this task.
Well, it's kind of like those old Choose Your Own Fate stories where, like, Can You Survive the Apocalypse by Max Brailer? Same kind of thing. Or the old Blob stories where you turn to a different page for each choice that you want to make.
And like you said, the Patreon members, when they get these bonus episodes, they also get these D&D sessions where they wouldn't know this happened in the story. If you just listen to your normal podcast, you'd miss it. But if you listen to the Patreon group, you get the D&D sessions where, oh, you didn't know this, but we actually went off on a task. And you could, like, throw it in there, like, oh,
it actually becomes canon in the story.
Right, so in the story, you're like, we have this backpack full of this, or whatever. Whatever it could be, or we have this person that helped us. You could throw that into the story, and people in the story would kind of be like, who's that? I don't know that, you know? Mm-hmm. But if they're a patron, they could see the D&D match on where it happened, and what we gained, and what, you know, items we got, and the people we met, and so it'd be kind of cool.
Well, if we got that, we can also take one of the top-tier Patreon levels and add that as a come play with the cast.
Well, that would be awesome.
Be your own character, choose your own fate in the story, and who knows, more if you stick around long enough, you might be drawn into the main show.
I thought of I don't know if it's a question really, but I was just thinking that although I love playing Sarah, I don't really know who she is really, because to the audience, they kind of get a story and they and they know kind of who people are. But I feel like my nerves do get the best of me a lot of times when I'm in the booth. And I feel like if I knew more of who Sarah was and is as a person and as a whole, I can connect to her more. And I was just wondering if you guys feel that way about your characters at all, like if you want to feel like you can connect to your character more. I guess you guys do kind of have a little bit.
Technically, I kind of geared the characters around towards who I wanted to voice them.
I want to do her justice is what I'm saying. It's when I get in
you
there,
do
and
her
even,
perfectly yeah. Because with your nervousness, it comes across sometimes in the audio, and it's like at those perfect points I'm like, that's perfect. I need her to be a little nervous and anxious.
Yeah, people had the feedback on that the lion chasing the gazelle or whatever. That one I actually had personal people that were like, that was funny, you know, and stuff. So it felt good.
Yeah, and at that, that's where I'm like, I want to show some of that lightheartedness behind each person, because like I was saying, I kind of geared them off of who you guys are. Like,
and what I
took pieces
do...
of you, like John. Like, John's nice and goofy and funny, but at the same time, he can be very serious and a really good protector of everyone around. But he still is kind of a cocky jokester. And then with Sarah's more of that, like, yeah, she's loving, like, she loves being around people, but at the same time, don't piss her off because she's got kitty cat's got claws.
Yeah, I you know, kind of listen to this too. So everyone that comes out, every podcast that comes out, every episode, I listen to it, and so I feel like I kind of build my character off the character I hear, you know. So the next episode that comes out, I can kind of be like, oh, well, now I'm, you know, I feel like there's some kind of background on it, you know? So I'm kind of like basing it off of it as it grows, which is kind of a weird process for me.
Well, and that energy that you gave in that last episode, like, I don't want to give too much away just in case if you're listening to this right now and you haven't heard episode 8, stop what you're doing. Listen to episode 8 first. But in that episode, when you had Kyle, the way everything went down with that and the energy that you put forth was perfect. And at that, it was one of those, once you said it the way you did and that raspiness with the no, and it was like, oh, that's the perfect amount of energy, and that's exactly how I pictured it in my head.
The one that got me was the last one, that just die. It almost didn't sound like me. It like sounded really weird, but I realized what it is. And it was like, if I'm in a situation like your car is sliding or something like that, that voice comes out.
That tension.
That like,
you know, trying to hold it in, you're gritting your teeth.
Yeah, yeah, it was weird. You know?
And at the same time, you're also shooting a fully automatic machine gun. Just,
yeah, it was kind of cool. But
yeah, I'm really excited to see how you guys are going to evolve in these next couple of episodes, because in these next few, this is where stuff really starts to get intense. This is where stuff really starts to bring together this big picture and this massive conflict that hopefully will be resolved.
Yeah. I'm excited for all of us to get to stretch out a bit, you know, metaphorically speaking, with our characters.
Yeah, I'm a little nerved. Like, oh god, I gotta like actually produce these voice, you know. But it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be epic, and I'm excited to hear it for myself to see if I actually can do it good. You know,
Boy. Why don't you give it a shot right now?
No way, no sneak, man.
Oh, you can't do it on the spot, can
you? Oh, no way.
No? Come on, wee little boy. Give us a go.
Oh, this just got really
creepy.
Yeah, it went to a different place.
It went to a different place.
Do you love me?
Could you learn to love me?
I do watercolors.
This is David Jane Bailey's.
All right, guys. You guys have any more questions? Or
I have a statement.
Okay, what's your statement?
I think I speak for all of us when I say thank you to Mikhail for letting us do this and inviting us into this world. And especially for me personally, I'm very, very nervous and very, very excited to get my stuff out there. And I don't know if it wasn't for you, if I would be able to get out anything out there in the next 20 years of my life. So thank you so much.
I really got to thank you guys as well. I wouldn't be able to do any of this if it wasn't for you guys. And we're all doing this together as a family, and I feel like that is one of the most amazing things
that is really cool.
Anybody can ask for, because it just brings us that much closer together. Yeah. And it gets our passion just flowing, and it's exciting and it's fun.
It is exciting.
I love you guys, and thank you so much for doing all this.
We thank you. It's a crazy experience, and you know, you just stick with it, and it's no matter what it turns into. Like I said, we're having a good time. There's a lot of spinoffs. I don't see how it couldn't, you know, produce something awesome, you know, because we all have passion for it.
It already has, yep. I think
we've produced something great already.
Even if it dies right now, we'll just, on the weekends, we'll just go in there anyway.
Even if it dies, I'll still make the story just because it's fun.
Hey, if there's one listener, I'm still recording.
Yep. Yeah, I'm honestly surprised, like, some of the locations we have listeners.
Yeah, and it's funny.
At that, I'm like, holy crap, people really do enjoy it. And I think for me, that's inspirational to the point to where it's like, people do want to hear these stories. And why not give it a try?
Yeah.
If you got a story you want to write, write it. Somebody's going
to
read it.
And if you got a voice you want to share, come on, come to us.
So you can share all those stories and those voices at mudwalkerproductions@gmail.com. If you want to reach us, you can reach out to us on Twitter at mudwalker92. You can also join our Facebook group, Mudwalker Productions. And at that, we also have our very own Discord. All those links will be down below in the show notes. And again, thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for being here.
Thank you for having us, and share that Discord with me, because I have that now, and I think that would be fun.
Oh, you finally got Discord, huh?
I do, yeah. Thank you all for listening, and I'm excited. And
yes,
goodbye,
thank you
Andrea.
To our listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night. Bye.
Over and out.
I just wanted to give a big shout out to all of the people who have listened and subscribed and downloaded. And everyone makes a huge difference. Every time we hear that we got one more, it's very thrilling. And that feeling never goes away, no matter how many downloads we get. So thank you so much for everybody who took the time to listen.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.